Okay, today's daf is Trumas daf Pei Vav as we start the ninth parak of Maseches Trumas, parak Hazoreah Truma, which is a question of whether one is not allowed to take Truma and plant it. The question is whether one did it b'shogig or b'mezid. There are different halachas as we will see. A number of other halachas that come up here as we have referred to a little bit so far in the Masechta. It's come up, but now we have the context actually. So Hazoreya Truma, if somebody takes Truma and plants it, one's not supposed to plant Truma. What are you supposed to do with Truma? You're supposed to eat Truma, you're supposed to use Truma to smear, if it's that type of Truma. If it's animal fodder, so then one can give it to animals. But if you plant Truma, shogeg yufach. If somebody plants it b'shogeg, you didn't realize it was Truma, you have to uproot it. You have to plow it and uproot the seeds, right? You don't want it to grow. You don't want the Truma to grow. Even though Mida Oraisa, as we're going to learn, Mida Oraisa, the Truma, once something goes back into the ground and regrows, it's new. And it's not Truma anymore, and it's just a tevel. It's just something new that grows. But midrabanan, we give it the status of Truma for certain halachos. If you remember, let's just note it now. If you remember, we had it earlier in the Masechta. Dav Nun Zayin Amid Aleph. Nun Zayin Amid Aleph. The language of the Gemara, important for us to remember now. Nun Zayin Amid Aleph. The Gemara speaks there about Gidule Truma and Tashlume Truma. The Gemara there says, Gidule Truma, the Truma that grows that was planted, Harehe Kechulin L'chal Davar. Right? It's like Chulin. It's like Chulin. But, Ela Shasrun Lazar. Meaning, the only halacha of Truma that Chazal instituted on the Gidule Truma was that a Zar cannot eat it. That was Gidule Truma. It's basically Chulin, but it's also Lazarim. Tashlume Truma was the opposite. Tashlume Truma, meaning, that's the when you ate Truma by accident and you have to give to the Kohen Chulim Musukanim, you have to give fruit to the Kohen, that gets the status of Truma. That is like Truma for all things, but they're Gidulin or Chulin. If you would take Tashlume Truma, which you paid to the Kohen for eating Truma by accident, and you replant that, so the halacha of Gidule Truma, that is Durabana, doesn't apply to Tashlume Truma. Okay, so Tashlume Truma are like Truma, except that if you plant it, it's not Truma. Gidule Truma, that we're talking about now, the Gemara there says, Gidule Truma are like Chulin. And the Gemara there quoted our Mishnah, which we're about to see. It's like Chulin, but Azar is not allowed to eat it. That's the din de rabbanan. That you treat it like truma, in that Azar can't eat it. So if you plant the truma by accident, yufach, then you have to uproot it. Mistama, as we'll see compared to the second half of the Mishnah, mistama, it didn't really grow yet. So it's not called destroying truma when I uproot it and just get rid of the seeds. So yufach, umezid yekayim. But if I planted truma b'mezid and then all of a sudden I want to do tshuva, or I'm told what I'm supposed to do, yekayim, you're allowed to leave it. Interesting, ironic. You know, usually mezid is worse than shogeg. But here, mezid, you have to leave it. Yekayim. The Mara Folda explains that the other mafarshim, shekiva chenikra shem truma alasada, kula, since you planted it in mezid, everybody hears, it's in the gardening journal, that, you know, this guy planted a truma field, right? So, nire kima'abe truma. Because everybody knows this is a truma field, so when you destroy it, so it looks like that you're destroying a truma field. So that's why you're not allowed. You have to leave it. If it's shogeg, nobody knew, and you didn't even know. Right? So that's not called a truma field, so you uproot it. Mezidikayim. Vim hevi ashlish. But once it grows a third, which, as we will learn, Be'ez Hashem, in a month or so, which is havashlish, is maybe the time for most fruit, for certain fruits and vegetables of onas maestros. That's when the maestros kick in, because that's when it gets the status of a fruit. Bein shogi, bein mezid yekayim. Once it's a shlish and it grows, so then it already has the status of truma, so then you can't. Then you can't be ma'abed it, because it's nireh ki ma'abed truma. Uve pishtan, but when it comes to flax, mezid yufach. Then even b'mezid, one has to destroy it. Why? Because what has the kedusha of truma by the flax? It's the seeds. But what do you use most by truma? It's the stalks. It's the stalks. So you might think, explains Rav Chaim Gadievsky, Shaha ikar bepishtan hema kismen. Right? The ikar by pishtan are the stalks that you're going to use. Vitruma leke elahazera. Vikansu oso, so we fine you. somebody did it even b'mezid, we find you can't use these stalks. You, oh, it doesn't have kedushas truma. No, we find you. V'kansu ososhi yafo kedusha lo yena b'kispin. We don't want you to get any anah from the stalks, even though that doesn't have kedushas truma, but we find you. So this is the halacha. If somebody plants truma by accident, you have to uproot it. On purpose, you have to leave it, because it already is called truma, and it's nearer like you're destroying truma. But as we just learned from back on Daf Nun Zayin, what grows has a status of truma, but v'chayeves b'leket b'shichu v'peya, you have to treat it like chulin, in that it's chayev and all the matnas aniyim. Leket shichan peya, what we learned a lot about in Meseches Peya. Leket shichan peya, if it's really truma, it's not chayev leket shichan peya. But it's not really truma. You treat it like chulin. V'aniya Yisrael v'aniya kohanim alaktim. And even aniya Yisrael are allowed to gather. What do you mean it's truma? How could the poor of Yisraelim gather it? No, they can. They can. And are they allowed to eat it? No. V'aniya Yisrael mochrin es shalahem lakohanim et mei truma. The poor Yisraelim that gathered it are allowed to sell it to the Kohen. If it's really truma, they have to give it to the Kohen. But because it's not really truma, it's only truma midrabanan, so okay, I'm not allowed to eat it, but I'm allowed to get paid for it. I'm allowed to get paid for it. It's not going to cost as much as chulin, because that's a higher demand, but at least he'll get something for it. So mochad shalahen lakoanim b'demei truma, v'hadamim shalahem, and they're allowed to keep the money. The money is not off limits. So that is the Tanakhama. Tanakhama says, even though that we give the status of this gidule truma, of truma, the aniya Yisrael are still allowed to gather. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Tarfon Omer, no. Ein malaktim al aniya konim. I'm not going to allow the aniya Yisrael to gather. You have to put up signs. Put up signs. This field is gidule truma. Only aniye kohanim are allowed to come and gather here. Aniya Yisraelim are not. Why? Because maybe they'll snack a little bit as they're gathering. Right, maybe they'll snack a little bit. That we don't want that, even though it's only us or Durabanan. Right, it's only Durabanan gidulei truma, as we just said. Still, Chazal goes there. We don't want this them to possibly eat it. Amalo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says back to Rabbi Tarfon, Im Kain, if you're so nervous that people are going to eat it right when you know they're gathering, lo yilkadu ala tahorim. So you should say even amongst Kohanim, only Tar Kohanim should eat it. But tummy kohanim cannot eat truma. So if you're worried that people are just going to stick it in their mouths as they gather, so then why are you only worried about Yisraelim? Even tummy kohanim. So there's no answer given to that question. So how would Rabbi Tarfon answer? Maybe he would say kohanim are used to it. Kohanim are used to only taking things b'tara. They'll be more careful when they're tummy. Yisraelim, they're not used to limiting anything. They're never next to truma. So if they're gathering, so maybe there's more of a chashash. Okay, not clear exactly what his answer is. It is interesting, though. How many shitas are in the Mishnah? Two or three. Tanakhama says, everybody's allowed to gather, even Ani Yisrael. Rabbi Tarfon says, only Ani Kohanim. Is Rabbi Akiva saying shita three or shita one? Is Rabbi Akiva just asking a rhetorical question? Rabbi Tarfon, come on. If you say it's limited to Kohanim, it should be limited to only Torah Kohanim. And you don't say that. So therefore, you know, knock out any limitation. We're not nervous about anything. And Rabbi Akiva really agrees with the Tanakhama. Is that how you understand it? Or is Rabbi Akiva really saying a shita? He's saying shita three, only Torah Kohanim. Right? Is he saying three shitas? If you look in the Mefarshim on Mishnayos, look in the Tosfos, the Rav Bartanura. The Rav Bartanura says, Halacha Rabbi Akiva. He says on our Mishnah. Halacha Zak Rabbi Akiva. Is that really a third shita? Halacha Zak Rabbi Akiva. Tosfos Yantif. Remember why Tosfos Yantif called the Tosfos Yantif? Because he took the message from his Rebbe, the Maharal Miprag, was the Rebbe of the Tosfos Yantif. Maharal says, you gotta learn Mishnayos, you gotta focus on Mishnayos. So he wrote a commentary on Mishnayos. But there was already a Rashi-like commentary on Mishnayos called the Rav Bartanura. Right, 1400s. So, late Rishon. So there was already a Rashi-like commentary. It's like, well, if there's a Rashi-like commentary, I'm going to write a Tosfos-like commentary. And that's why we have the Tosfos Yantif. Rabbi Yantif Liman Heller. So he wrote that. He was an uncle of Xos, right? Rabbi Raya Leba Cohen Heller. So the Tosfos Yantif here, you know, acts, you know, that he puts, that's what he did. He puts all the sugis together. He acts like a Tosfos on Mishnayos. So there he quotes the Rav Bartanura. He says, L'chora mashma d'Rabbi Akiva da'ashlishus da'av t'meyim asurim. Right, it sounds like the fact that you paskin like Rabbi Akiva and not like the Rabbanon, which Rabbi Akiva is just explaining, it sounds like it's a third shita. Aval Rambam kasa bepirusho gamkin alacha Rabbi Akiva.
But the Rambam also paskins like Rabbi Akiva. He says in the Pirush Mishnayos, the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. And if you look in the Mishnah Torah, he paskins like the Chachamim. It's the Chachamim Shita. Doesn't limit it to Tahorim. Ubechiburo heretic reisha de masnisan. So it must be that the Rambam says halacha Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is really the Shita of the Chachamim. It's really two Shitas. Therefore, don't be medayik that it's three. Maybe it just means Rabbi Akiva is expanding on the Rabbanan, and therefore that's why he says the halacha is Rabbi Akiva, but still passing like the Rabbanan. Okay, so two or three shitas in the Mishnah. We continue. As we said, gidule truma mida oraisa is chulin, and the only din that they gave is that it is usher for zarim. So we continue talking about this gidule truma. V'chayeves b'maiser u'b'maiser ani. It's like, we treat it like truma. We treat it like chulin, meaning like tevel. It's like tevel. And the chumers of tevel. So, it's chayev and meiser. The Maharav Huldah says, it means also truma. Truma and meiser rishon and meiser sheni and meiser ani. You have to treat it like tevel. V'aniya Yisrael, v'aniya kohanim notlin. V'aniya Yisrael, mochna shalom kohanim. As we said, the aniyam, if it's meiser ani, so everybody's allowed to take, even the mice in the Aniyah Yisrael. Fine. Good. But now we have a problem. Why? How are we going to harvest this Gidule Truma? Because it has the status of Truma, so to speak. If it has the status of Truma, so then how do you usually plow? You plow with an ox, and you have a saddle on, and the ox goes through. So I'm going to plow with the ox. What's the problem? I'm not allowed to give truma that's edible for people to oxen. So usually when I plow my field, nothing's truma yet. It's tevel. So there's no problem with allowing my ox to plow my field. But now, midrabanan, what grows in this field is called truma. So I'm not allowed to give my animal truma. Is it chulin for that purpose? So we'd rather not say that. Right? It's usher to zarim. So an animal of Yisrael is no better than Yisrael. So if Yisrael can't eat it, the animal of Yisrael also can't eat it. So, okay, good. I'll muzzle my animal. No, that's also not allowed. You're not allowed to muzzle your animal. Lo sapsum sharp edisho. Pasuk says in Kisei, it says, I'm stuck. So what do I do? Right? What's growing in the field has the status of truma. So I can't let my animal eat it, but I also can't muzzle my animal. So what do? So the Mishnah says, hachoveit meshubach. If you do it the hard way, you harvest with a stick. Right? You harvest with a stick. You just go and no animals. You just take a stick and bang. So it's obviously much more labor intensive, much harder than an animal. But if you do that, mishubach, that's your praiseworthy, because then that's the best. But the Mishnah knows that's very hard, and maybe people won't do it. Ba'adosh keitzad yaseh. But if you're threshing and doing the normal way of harvesting your field, so what can you do? Meaning, without giving the animal truma, but not violating the isra of muzzling your animal. So, keset yaseh. So, what do you do? Kov tole b'kfifos b'tzavrei behema. Put a basket around the neck of the animal. So, the animal, when the animal gets hungry, he could just, like, go down and eat from that basket. V'nosin l'tochon me'oso amin. And you could put in the basket from that type that he is going with. And it comes out you're all good. He's not muzzling the animal, and he is not giving the animal truma. All good. There's an issur of muzzling the animal. So this doesn't count as muzzling the animal? I mean, the animal cannot eat from the ground of the stuff that it's eating from. What do you see from here? You see from here the issur, it's a little bit like darshin and taima dekra. Right, there's an issur to muzzle yet. You have to let the animal eat from the ground. You got to put a basket on the animal and let the animal eat from stuff in the basket that's not growing from the ground. But who says that you're allowed to do that? Who says you're allowed to do that? So you see that it's a little bit maybe like the whole point is that the animal's not in pain and it's not eating. So you're allowed to do it in this way. So the mafarshim wonder. You know, we don't, you know, low darshin in time of the Krah Machlokas. If you do Rishimin, we had a whole Shabbos Hagadol Drasha last year about this. But it must be that this isn't darshin in time of the Krah. This is darshinan, we might, to use Rav Asher Weiss's words, Hagdara Dekra. There's a difference between the tam of a mitzvah and the definition of the mitzvah. The definition of the mitzvah. Chazal understand the Isra of muzzling is not the Isra of muzzling per se, but the Isra of muzzling is the Isra of having the animal work and not being able to eat. while it's working from the same type. So that's why this is obviously mutter. That's why the Gemara says that. Interesting, this relates to a Tosfos HaRosh's comment in Bamitzia. What happens? The Gemara asks, is Bamitzia Dapsadi Amanalf. Ba'amine Merav Sheshas. Haisa Ochelos Umasrezes Mahu. What if the animal has a stomach ailment? The animal has a stomach ailment. Every time the animal eats, it's in pain. It has diarrhea. And it's the animal's crazy pain if the animal eats. Are you allowed to muzzle the animal in that case? Because it's painful for the animal every time the animal eats. So it'll be good for the animal not to eat whatever it's working in. Mishum de malila v'hu v'halo malila. Do we say the animal is allowed to eat from the field because it's good for the animal to eat from the field? And here it's not good for the animal to eat from the field. So therefore you're allowed to muzzle. O dilma techazi umitzara. No, or the animal doesn't have brains like that. The animal's going to see food and know it's muzzled, that it's not going to be able to eat the food. V'chazi umitzara. Right? So that's the shaila of the Gemara. The Tosfos HaRosh right here, but Matziah Tafsadi asks, what are you talking about? Lo darshin and time at the grah. How can the Gemara even entertain this possibility that, oh, it's good for the animal not to eat? The answer is because the essence of the mitzvah is the pain of the animal. It's not just a time of dekra, that's hagdara dekra. And therefore, that's what will be allowed. So maybe here the same thing. That's the Tosfos HaRosh here in Bamitzia Dapsadi. So maybe it's the same idea here. That, of course, you're allowed to put the basket with the same type because then the animal won't be in pain. And again, this is all to protect the truma. And again, this is to protect the truma derabanan. There's an issue of muzzling daraisa. But still, it's okay. Because we assume this is not going to be a problem. Again, the issue of muzzling itself, we discussed a couple of days ago. The Sefer Chinuch already leaves it b'tzarech iyun. The Sefer Chinuch leaves the Rambam b'tzarech iyun. The Rambam based on the Gemara. The Sefer Chinuch in Taf Kuf Tzadi Vav. Taf Kuf Tzadi Vav. Right, all the way towards the end. 596. Mitzvah 596, towards the end of Kiseitze. These are muzzling the animal. The Sefer HaChinuch says, if one muzzles the animal, one is chayiv. When are you chayiv, Malchus? When you put the muzzle on? Before the animal does anything in the field? Is that already the isser? Pashto snob, because you didn't do anything yet. So only once it goes? So once it goes, are you doing anything? Wow, how do you define a lach sheish b'maisa, ein b'maisa? What if you do a maisa, but you did a maisa before the actual aveira was done? Right, so how do you define that? Right, what if I say it's usser for me to take a nap today if I eat a hamburger in 2 hours from now, and then I took a nap and then I ate the hamburger, so that's a lav sheish by my son. What about the other way? It's usser for me to sleep today if I don't eat a hamburger. So then I violate. So I went to sleep and then I didn't eat the hamburger. So is that a lav sheish by my son? Ain't by my son. So here the Chinuch says that if I muzzle the animal, and then the animal goes, and I use it, so maybe that's the action. I'm using the animal when it's muzzled. Chayiv Malchus. But then he quotes, we'd paskin, afilu chasma b'kol. Even if I don't muzzle the actual animal actually, but I just call out, and I muzzle the animal, the animal's about to go down and eat something, and I go, and I make noise, so the animal's not going to eat. That's also usser. That's called muzzling the animal, and I get Malchus for that. And I got Malchus about chasma b'kol loke. And the Sefer Chinuch, and that's the Rambam Shita, says the Chinuch, Akima svasav b'kazeh hu chashev maisa gadol, l'halkoso alav. Right, if you do this sound that you make from your mouth, that's considered a maisa. V'tema hu maishna hacha mishar duchti. I don't know why this is different than other cases. Other cases, Akima svasav is not called a maisa. And here it's called a maisa. Sometimes you can say that Akima svasav has an effect by temura. By temura, we paskin that because the other animal becomes kadosh also, so your words have an effect, and it is a maisa. It is a maisa. The Minchas Chinuch asked there, but by pigol it's not called a maisa. Even though the words of the Kohen of being mefagol, the carbon, that's not a maisa. So by pigol it's not a maisa. And by tmura it is a maisa. And by chasma v'kol it is a maisa. So it's a big labedic topic. About what's called a maisa, what's not called a maisa. That's the Isser Chasima. Okay, let's continue. We bring up a lot of issues. We don't go to the end game, but again, that's what daf's about. Just bringing up some of the issues. Gemara, we continue. Hazare truma shogi yufach v'chulu. So the Gemara notes what the Mishnah say. The Mishnah said that if I planted by accident,
I have to uproot it. If I plant it on purpose, I leave it, because it already has the status of a truma field. Says the Gemara, we skipped the first two words, Lomastavra, Delo chilufim. So it doesn't grow back. So it doesn't grow back, that's why you have to uproot it, rip it out if it's, it was done b'shogeg. Konsubo shetibatel sadeyu agav truma. We find you, even though it's shogeg, usually you don't have so many fines by shogeg, but here you weren't careful enough, it was shogeg. We fine you so that your field will be nullified and mevutal because of the truma that you planted. Meaning we're assuming that by the time you rip this up, you're not going to be able to plant anything new this season. Okay, that's the knas. The knas is you have to rip out the truma, so nothing will be able to be planted here. Rav Shmuel bar Avudimi boy, remember boy sometimes means, in Shas Bavli it always means a question. But here in Shas Yerushalmi, boy sometimes just means a statement. There's a question whether there this is a question or this is a statement. Okay, either way, what does he say? Mao sheyeh neman lomar mezer ayisi. Right, what happens? Right, what did we just learn in the Mishnah? It's worse for the farmer if he did it b'shogeg. Great. So they're going to come to him and say, "Hey, you planted in your field. You got to rip it out." He's like, "I was mezed. I did it b'mezed. I have to leave it. I don't have to rip it out." Is a person believed to say mezer ayisi? Could a person say that? So, Amar Lei, or Amru Lei, Im Kishahayu Makirin, if it was known, everybody knew that he planted Truma, Lo Kalimenu, right? He can't say, "Oh, I was mazed. We knew that you planted Truma, so maybe you forgot, but we knew that was Truma stuff that you planted. So if you all of a sudden say mazed, no, we knew this, but you can't say that. V'yim lav. But if nobody knew, if you come and say, "You know what? I planted truma, but I did it b'mezid. So we didn't even know you planted truma." What's that called? Ha-pesha asu, ha-pesha hitir. Yushas topic. Right? Pesha asu, ha-pesha hitir. The one who created the problem is the one that can solve the problem. Right? Where do we have this? Remember, Ksubas Chavbeis in the Bavli, where somebody comes, a woman comes to town and says, "Hi, I'm a grusha. I can get married." We're like, "Great, fine." But if we knew she was married when she left town, now she comes back and says, "I'm a grusha," then she has to prove it. She has to show her get. If we don't know anything, Pesha Asur, Pesha Yitir. If a woman says, "I was captured by bandits, but nothing happened," then fine. Pesha Asur, Pesha Yitir. But if we know she was captured by bandits, and then she said nothing happened, so then we wouldn't believe her unless there are Edom. So again, that's the sugya, Pesha Asur, Pesha Yitir, Machlokas Rashi Tosus, whether that itself is what we call a migu or not. Right, whether it's related to Migu, Mala L'Shaker, is that the Svar for Pesha Asar? But that's a Sugya in Ksubis. That's one of the two places in Shas, we have mentioned this before, where the Gemara quotes a source for a halacha, and then rejects the source and says you don't need a source, it's a Svara. Right, the Gemara in Ksubis, Daf Chaf Beis, quotes the source for Pesha Asar, Pesha Yitir, Esbiti Nasati. A father's belief to say, my daughter, he asked the daughter, Le'isha, as being asadi, Le'isha zeh. Le'isha, Le'ish asra, hazeh hitira. To a man. When he says to a man, she does it to the whole world. Because she's also, hazeh, so that tells me that to this man, she is married. So she's married to this man. Salam alikra svaruhu. Hu asra v'hu shari la. So Gemara says, you're right. We don't need a makar for that. That pesha asar. And the other one, if you're a member of Avakama Memvav, hamotzi mechavero alav haraya. That's the other halacha in Shas, that is, we have that lashon. We have a similar lashon in a Gemara in Bechoros, but these are the two where it says, hapesha asar, hu hapesha hitir. You have it by, hamotzi mechavero alav haraya. You have it by pesha asar, hapesha hitir. Those are the cases, and we've spoken about different types of svaras in the past, but we'll leave that for now. The Rishonim, not on the Yerushalmi, but there is no Rishonim on the Yerushalmi, but the Mefarshim quote the Rishonim from elsewhere. We have a Lashon of my Im Yirtzeh Lomar Mezer Ayisi in another context. We have it quoted in Bava Metzia Dav Gimel, where if somebody's chayav a karbon in certain cases because they did it in Aver B'Shogeg. What if they say, no, I did it b'mezin? So are they not chayav a karbon? Could Edim be mechayev a karbon to someone who says that he did it b'mezid? There was no hasra. Right? They say, no, you did it b'shogeg. No, I did it b'mezid. So the Rishonim there, the Ramban, the Tosfos, all the Rishonim, and Bava Metzia Gimel and elsewhere say, there's another principle. Ein adam mesim atzmo rasha. You're not allowed to self-incriminate yourself in halacha.
So what do you mean mezer ayisi? You can't say you did something wrong. I'm not going to trust you. Ein adam mezer masba rasha. So the Ramban and many other Rishonim in the Chachmei Sfarad all say that principle is a limited principle. It's a limited principle. Right? If somebody comes and says, first of all, maybe it's only listed. If somebody comes and says, hi, I stole money from you. Here's a hundred shekel. What? Ein adam mezer masba rasha. No, we don't believe you. Hodos public made them dummy. Right? Ein adam mezer masba rasha is limited. The Ramban, the Rashba, writes in the Tshuva. Ein adam mezer masba rasha is only by Eidus. You can't passel yourself le'edus. That's the principle. The Ramban and Bamitzia. V'lav milsi, d'lo shayach eidah l'meitah l'zorosha, ela gabe edus, d'lo paslinan eduse upagina dibure. We're not going to passel him le'edus based on his own words. Aval kisha omer mezid hayisi, ein omrim lo lahavi karban, hova hu yodea ba'atzmo shein ha'chayeba. So he says, I'm a mezid, I don't want to bring chulun la'zara, so we don't listen to him. So number one, it might be maybe limited to Eidus. Another answer some Rishonim give is, if we see he's doing tshuva, then also we're going to listen to him. We see he's doing tshuva. Here he doesn't want to bring a carbon, Lazara. We see he's doing tshuva. So that's another answer. And there are many other, halachic cases. Well, I'm eight on the Mezzanas of Russia. Right, the Chassam Sofer, the Chavos Yar has a tshuva. A woman's on her deathbed. She's about to die. And she starts being misvadeh kifesing. Oh, I was mizaneh with so and so, and it's terrible. I feel so bad. And then she gets better. Do we trust what she said when she was about to die? Ain't the mezer masba rasha. But it was shas misaso. A person doesn't die. A similar case I think Chassam Sofer has by case of a shochet. A shochet is about to die. Oh, all that meat in my store is all treif. And I was a fake. I was just doing it for the money. I was under pressure. And then all of a sudden he gets better. He's like, oh, I didn't really mean it. Stam. Right. So all these cases, these are major, major important sugyas. Ein adam mezer masba rasha. What if a woman, man, I think I've mentioned this story before. It's an unbelievable story. I somebody who was at the wedding told me this story. Right. Rav Moshe Feinstein. Moshe Feinstein at the mother of the chassan. Is very emotional at the wedding. And finally she comes over to her Moshe. Moshe, can I talk to you? He's beside Kedushin, comes over to her Moshe in private and says, can I talk to you on the side room? And he takes him to the side room and she starts being mizvadeh, that really she was mizane and the child is a mamzer, the chassan. They're at this wedding and she's getting all this to her Moshe, and her Moshe looks at her and says, Eina ne'emenes. And he walks out and he goes to the chassan. No, let's again, without getting into any of the details. But that's a Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe is Ein Adam Mezer Masba Rasha, and whatever halacha he applies that to, and that Ein Echad is not Neman for, you didn't say this up until now. I don't know all the details. I just know, somebody who was at the wedding that the story happened in. But anyway, that's a big sugi, Ein Adam Mezer Masba Rasha. We continue. What happens if somebody plants karshinim truma? What's that? Karshinim are a type of legume, but it's only truma to Rabbanan. So the question here is, did the Chazal institute the Durabanan of Gidule Truma by Truma Durabanan? Right? Is it double Durabanan? Or is Zarat Trumas Chutz La'aretz? So Amar Lei, so the answer is, Gezerahi Vein Gzera L'Gzera. The answer is no. Only by Truma, if I plant Truma Daraisa, did Chazal make the Din Durabanan of Gidule Truma, but if it's Truma Durabanan to start with, then there is no such halacha. Ein Gozrin Gzera L'Gzera. It's a double Durabanan. And we've quoted in the past Rashi and Beis Adat Beis. Maybe that doesn't only mean that they wouldn't, but that they couldn't. Chazal don't have the power to do that. Okay, v'mevi a shlish, but once it grows to be a shlish, then you can, because then it's destroying truma. Hada amra shakadusha chalalek shimachubar. Wow, says the Gemara. You know what you see from this Gemara? Something unusual. Usually, you can't make something that's still attached to the ground into truma. When it's attached to the ground, it's tevel. I can't be mafresh truma. I can't designate truma when it's still attached to the ground. But here, I took truma, I planted it, and it's growing. Chazal gave it the status of truma while it's still attached to the ground. And that's why you cannot, once it grows a third, you can't destroy it. Because it's called truma. Wow, the Gemara just exclaims that you have truma here that's attached to the ground. That's pretty unusual. Again, at least on a Durabana level. But there's a kedusha chalala kishahu mechubar. Hada Amra, and also the Gemara exclaims, Hada Amra, Hifrish mi peros, Shaloe, Vishlish lo kitshu. Also you see from here, that when does the status kick in that it can be truma only when it grows a shlish? Right, if it doesn't grow a shlish before that, so it's not called fruit or food, so it would be able to be truma. Ubemezid yufach, and what the Mishnah say about pishtan, by flax, you always have to uproot it. Why? Kansu boshal yenu bekismen. As we said, the flax, the stalks, is really what you get hana from. So we find you, even though that doesn't have kushas truma, we find you. V'chayeves beleket v'chishuch v'peyev v'chulu. As we said, it's considered a chulin in all the matnas aniyim. Rabbi Yossi boy, hifrish umrin shalo. Okay, no more gidulin. Separate question. Hifrish umrin shalo v'nischal fulo. What if I have bundles of truma, and now they got mixed up with bundles of chulin? They got all mixed up. Bundles of truma and bundles of nischalfulo, and it got mixed up with other umrin. So afilu kein aniyah yisrael v'aniyah kohanim malaktim. You see from the Tanakama in the Mishnah that we're not nervous if people are gathering certain things that they're going to eat it right away and put it into their mouths. Right from the Tanakama, you see the Mishnah said, right, Aniyah Yisrael v'Aniyah Kohanim Malaktim. They're allowed to. So it must be whenever you have a suffix, we're not worried about people taking from the field. So that's what Rabbi Yossi says. Ifrish, if I have my bundles and they got mixed in, I'm not worried. There's no chash that the Aniyah Yisraelim are going to take, and that's why I'm allowed to have them amongst the bundles of a shichacha, and then they'll sell it. They'll sell it for the Demei Trum if they know that it's a Safik. Rabbi Tarfin Omer V'chuler. Rabbi Tarfin said, no, you're nervous. Rabbi Tarfin said, you're nervous that somebody might take. Tana, similar cases. Ishto shal am ha'aretz tochenes im ishto shal chaver. The wife of an am ha'aretz could grind with the wife of a chaver, bizman shehi temeya. If the eishes am ha'aretz is temeya, she's allowed to grind with the eishes chaver. Why? Because when she's temeya, she's not going to touch anything. She's not going to touch anything. She knows she's Tameya. She's not going to touch anything. Avo bizmanchi tahora, but when she's tahora lo titchon, then she's not, we don't allow them to grind together. She machzeka das matar mimena, because she thinks of herself as tahora, and therefore she's going to touch everything. Ukadivir Rabbi Tarfon, but according to Rabbi Tarfon, even in the first case, this should be a worry. Afilo bizmanchi Tameya lo titchon, shemetish rafitit and lo tochpia. Right, as we learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Tarfon's always nervous that what you're involved in, you're gonna snack on a little bit. So therefore, this brisa must be against Rabbi Tarfon. This brisa that says that Ishto Shalam Aretz is allowed to grind together when she's Tameya because she's not gonna touch, she's not gonna take, that must be against Rabbi Tarfon, because Rabbi Tarfon says that we're always nervous. One more line. Amar Rabbi Kiva, Keni Maslisa. The Gemara just says, this is what the language of the Mishnah should be. We have this girsa in our Mishnah. But maybe the Gemara didn't have these two words. Im kain lo yikto lo tahorim. If you're saying the svara, so only tahorim should be able to gather, not temeim. That sounds like the Gemara is emphasizing the im kain related to what we said in the Mishnah. There, Rabbi Kiva is not saying a third shita. Rabbi Kiva is just saying back to the first im kain. If what you're saying is true, go even further. Which that's the emphasis of the im kain. So it sounds like it's really one shita, meaning Rabbi Kiva like the Rabbanan, and not three shitas. Okay, the chayeves b'meiser, we will stop there. Ezra will continue. Just one more line. Same thing. Chayeves b'meiser, keini mastisa, chayeves b'trumas, u'meiseris, u'meiser ani. Right, trumas, we add in the girsa, the Gemara says, maybe even the word truma wasn't in the Mishnah, we put the word truma in the Mishnah. Okay, litra b'tzalam, Ezra will start with next time.